This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu, and you're listening to Open for Business. In line with International Women's Day, which was yesterday, we've got Elaine Hong, co-founder and CEO of Enya, which offers a subscription service for organic cotton and period products, to share how she hopes to dispel the stigma around discussing periods through this entrepreneurial endeavor. Nice to have you here, Elaine. And I know it's also your 1 year anniversary, right? You launched your product on IWD last year.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, you've got a very interesting story because you used to work in fast fashion, then you moved into sustainable fashion, and now you're the creator of your own period product company. So it seems over the course of your career, you've become more socially environmental conscious. Now, what sparked this transition?
From sustainable fashion.
From fast fashion to sustainable fashion, and now this, because it's like, eh?
I see. It's quite a very long story, but in a nutshell, what sparked me is because I feel like I need to do something about it. So when I was in fast fashion, I came across, you know, a very I call it like a warehouse stint, whereby I discovered like there's a lot of chemicals and waste in terms of the clothes that we design and produce. Mm-hmm. So from there, I transitioned to sustainable fashion because I realized I needed to do something about it. And when I'm in sustainable fashion, I realized that the awareness is just not there yet. It's not as massive as I wanted it to be. So from there, I felt like I needed to do something. So for Enya, my business partner, Chris, and I, we came up with this idea where we incorporate organic cotton, which is a sustainable textile, into an every month product.
So your dreams of becoming a fashion designer has stopped?
No, I don't think so. I prioritize a lot when it comes to the packaging of the design and the product specifications, which I absolutely love. So for Enya, we designed the box to be as beautiful as possible because, you know, we believe that period is natural. You know, it's a natural process. We shouldn't be shy about it.
Right.
So the packaging itself needed to reflect that.
Right. And we should talk about it freely.
Yes, we should.
What's the logic behind the name Enya? I'm just thinking of the singer, but tell me.
Everybody does.
Okay,
so for Enya, Enya in Irish, it means a little fire. So we wanted to spark period conversations everywhere so that it could spread like wildfire, because the thing about period is that people say it's such a taboo topic. People don't want to talk about it. It's because it has something to do. It is related to a very dirty word. But then again, it shouldn't be.
Right.
It shouldn't be, because it's a circle of life. Period is a natural body occurrence.
Right. Without it, you wouldn't have babies.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have babies.
And I get it, right? And I get this whole idea of having lived, been around for a while. It's just like, you know, how like someone wants to put on a sanitary pad and they go to the toilet and they sort of wrap it up and, you know, put it in a bag and everything.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered. I've got my period. So there you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a natural occurrence. It happens once a month.
Yes.
For about 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Live with it.
Yeah.
Right. Now you offer organic cotton and hypoallergenic products. How long did it take for you to hit upon the right materials for your pads?
So for research and development wise, we started 2018 actually. So it took around 6 to 8 months to really find the good material, to test out the samples, to make sure that when I myself wear it, when I myself wear it, I don't experience the rashes and the itchiness that I have beforehand. So after a lot of product testing and making sure that the facilities is right, we moved on to our packaging. That one took a while as well. The first designs prior to the current holographic box was an absolute disaster.
Okay.
It was just so horrible. Everything is completely white. There's no conversation around it. So,
okay.
Chris and I, we decided to just be bold and just go all around.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's very interesting, right? I mean, because there's no conversation around it. Because that's the thing I noticed as well, the holographic effect of the box.
Yes.
And it makes me, I remember asking you, and it's like, is this environmentally friendly?
Yes, right? I remember that.
Yeah, so, and it is.
So it is the box itself, it is recyclable, but the holographic film itself, if we want to recycle it, we just need to take out the film.
Ah, okay. Yes. So you carry two products at the moment, Enya Basics and Enya Premium, which are both offered as a subscription. But the kicker is that Enya Basics, your 10-pad package is free, apart from the shipping, right? It was about 10 to 14 ringgit. 10 to 14 ringgit. Was making Enya Basics free the decision from the beginning? And why free?
I see. Very good question. So for Enya Basics, it wasn't a prior decision to make it free. It was just throughout the process, we realized that many of our customers, they wanted samples. They wanted to try how organic cotton sanitary pads feel like. How good is it before they actually spend the money? So we were thinking, if we give out 2 pads, 4 pads, there's really not much difference to feel the Enya experience, we call it. So we decided to just go full on with the entire product and to launch it for free. So customers can experience it and they don't feel any regret or remorse if they don't like it.
Okay, so you just at least, and then the idea is that they will be repeat customers.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's also to educate them on what subscription is, because when it comes to subscription, we are all very hesitant to key in our credit card, to commit to a certain purchase. So when it comes to sanitary pads, frequent purchasing makes sense every month, but to actually take the effort again to key in your card inside, it takes a commitment. So when we spread the idea that the pads is free, you just pay for postage, it further convinces people to take that next step.
Okay, and you know that this happens every month.
Yes, and you're going to need it anyway.
And I don't want to think about it. Something that you know you want it to arrive, but you don't really want to think about it. It just comes, right?
Yes.
And so you start making money, I guess, through the shipping.
Through the upsell of the product.
Okay. So for any product, Premium, the prices is 18 ringgit per 12-pack box, which is 6 days, 6 nights before shipping. What's the ratio of people who buy the premium versus the basic?
So for people who buys the premium, I would say after they try the basics, we noticed that around 45% of the customers will actually opt for the premium one. So that's how we make money. So the basics is like an introductory product for them to try it. And if they like it, they would actually add on more products.
Okay, in terms of the product features, how are they different? I know night, probably a little bit
the
more.
The length.
But how would it be different if you got the 12-pack box, 6 days, 6 nights? So the day is the same as the basic?
Yes. Okay. So for basics and premium, they're both organic cotton. But in terms of packaging, it's different. In terms of the absorbency is also different. If a customer experiences Enya Basics, if they wear the basic pad, then they would notice that the absorbency is very suitable for lighter and regular flow.
Right. How long was the research again in coming up with the right combo for the products?
For six to eight months.
6 to 8 months. Okay.
Yes.
And you were the guinea pig.
Yes. And I had a few friends to try it out as well, just to make sure that it's okay.
Right. And of course, you changed the packaging along the way.
Yes. And prior to deciding the product specification, we actually sent out a survey to all of the women that we know, and the women would just send it out to their friends. So this survey, is just about what kind of pads do you want? What is your dream pad? So a lot of the feedbacks that we got was like, I really want my period pads to be thin. I don't want to feel anything on my period. I want to make sure that the absorbency is right, no leakage, and I want it with wings. That's the most that we get.
Okay.
And also sometimes I feel itchy. So we follow these results. And then we created the Enya product based on these results.
Right. We're celebrating International Women's Day. I'm here with Elaine Hong from Enya. We'll continue our conversation after this. BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Elaine Hong, co-founder and CEO of Enya. This is a subscription service for organic cotton period products. It is International Women's Day. Yesterday it was. And incidentally, Enya is also a year old and they launched last International Women's Day. Would you ever consider expanding into other period products like tampons or cups? Why or why not?
So currently, what we're doing with our subscription is that we are also capturing customer profile and their purchasing behavior. So through purchasing behavior and their customer and the profile, we are able to expand our products into things that they actually need. Mm-hmm. For instance, we get a lot of feedback that their flows are quite lighter, are quite light. So we wanted to expand to panty liners and overnight pads. But when it comes to tampons, yes, we would. But for the moment, we would actually explore the next range of products first. And when it comes to menstrual cups, yes, I do see that our company would be going forward towards that because we are dealing with a different market segment, all in all. There are women who wanted a fast-paced life, who lives a very fast-paced life. So currently our products are catered for them.
Right.
You subscribe, you make sure that every month you don't have any itchiness or any discomfort so that you can go through your daily life. That's a bonus for us.
But you also find that in Malaysia, most women still prefer the pads, sanitary pads, as opposed to tampons.
Correct, correct.
Right? That seems to be the case still.
Yes, that seems to be the case still. I think it's because, again, the taboo that surrounds it, the fact that, oh, maybe you think inserting a tampon would disrupt your hymen and things like that. I think it's a slow but very impactful journey if we are able to be one of the brands that actually tells people, no, this is not the case, and slowly educate our audiences from there.
Okay. In terms of competition, are there a lot of competition in this space?
For subscription model, I would say currently in terms of FMCG, we are one of the first that provides every month monthly products on subscription basis.
Okay. So people can just try first time and then decide they want to go on a subscription model and they can cancel anytime as well.
Yes. So our subscription model is very simple. You go to our website, you log in, and then you can purchase it right away with your credit or debit card. And after subscribing, you can actually manage your subscription. Let's say suddenly you get pregnant. You wanted to skip your subscription, that is possible as well, and then resume it later, or you can cancel it.
Okay. Your website's FAQ states that your products aren't fully biodegradable yet. What steps are you taking towards that goal of totally biodegradable period products?
So when we were doing our R&D, we noticed that there are biodegradable pads out there. So what we noticed is that biodegradable plastic doesn't mean that it's 100% compostable. So in terms of biodegradability, a lot of misconception is, you know, when you see a product that's biodegradable, we tend to purchase it because it makes us feel better. But the thing is, like, many people do not know that even though that product states that it's biodegradable, it has to be broken down in a higher temperature, for instance, around 58 degrees Celsius. And in Malaysia, there are only incinerators that's able to do that. So it needs to be, the method of disposal for biodegradable product needs to be right. So prior, when we were doing our R&D, we noticed that there are a lot of factors that we want to introduce, and we do not know whether or not the mass market is able to accept organic cotton or not. So we wanted to just test the market. Let's just go with organic cotton first and subscription first. Test out the business model. Test out the material, whether or not it's suitable for people, whether people like it. And then we would move on to the next step, which is sustainability.
Okay, I want to reverse this a little bit. When people talk about organic cotton compared to cotton, what's the difference?
So for organic cotton, you don't use pesticides or herbicides when it comes to cultivating it. Whereas when it comes to normal cotton, because the demand is very strong, especially for fashion and textiles. So the economics goes like this, whereby when the demand increases, the supply needs to be sped up as well. So they do use a lot of toxic chemicals when it comes to cultivating normal cotton. So organic cotton is more manually harvested.
Right. So does it use just as much water or less water?
So for organic cotton, we do use more water because to cultivate a more natural results.
Okay. How do you feel about competitor products like cloth pads, which are not only disposable but reusable, right? Mm-hmm. Would you ever consider pivoting to a product like that?
For cloth pads, at the moment, we were thinking about it. But again, it's a very different market segment. Cloth pads, like for me, I tried them myself.
So too much work.
For me, it's just too much work. Like,
yes, for me too.
So again, the Enya pads that we currently have, it's generally catered for women who has a lifestyle.
Time is of the essence, right?
Correct.
Your products are created by a certified manufacturer in China. With the current COVID-19 crisis affecting many Chinese production lines, did it affect you guys?
For logistics, yes, it does. I would be lying if I say it doesn't affect us. Yes, it does. It does in terms of a production line because of the virus, things have to be more sanitized. Like they our current supplier, they steal the entire factory, but the factory that we are at, they're okay.
Okay. They're not in Wuhan.
No, they're not in Wuhan.
But yeah, it might just spread. So it's in that sense, they just sort of kept it clean, but it didn't affect production. It didn't affect distribution to you guys.
No, it's just the time taken for it is slower. But we are very thankful that we do have enough stocks on hand currently, way before the outbreak.
Okay. Are you guys profitable yet?
Currently, we are profitable because of the upsell of the products. So we launched the subscription service last year, September. So from September until now, it's been 6 months already. So I'm very happy to share that we currently have more than 1,000 active paying subscribers every single month. Right. There are people who subscribe to basics and like 3 to 4 boxes of Enya Premium every single month. And we noticed that the huge purchases, of course, it makes us profitable. Right. But the most interesting about these purchases is we assume that they're buying for their family. Yes.
Okay. And was it bootstrapped or do you have an investor with you, investors with you?
So, For Enya, Chris and I, we bootstrapped the entire production, the first batch of production to test the market. That was from all of our savings. We just poured everything in. Like, that's all we got.
Okay.
It's now or never, go big or go home. So after that, we managed to raise some money, then to get Enya basics going.
Are you looking for more investors?
Yes, we are.
Right? Okay. And I guess if you're looking for more investors, right, what would you do with more funding?
So with the funding, I think that we are able to expand to more product variations that would help increase the average purchasing receipt per customer. And we would also be using the funding to do more key hires, better salesperson, to go all out regionally. Currently, we have just launched in Singapore. So we needed a bigger team.
Okay. So the other thing is as well, in terms of marketing, what are you currently doing right now?
I'm also very happy to share that from September until now, we spent zero money on digital marketing. So we rely a lot on organic sharing, peer-to-peer recommendations from our followers, and also influencer and celebrity shout-outs. So sometimes on our profile, we have a line of influencers that actually uses our product. So whenever they receive their shipment, they would do an IG posting or stories, and that helps us in terms of brand relevance, brand awareness, and also increase in traffic.
Right. You don't take part in pop-up stores or events and all that?
Actually, the most interesting is last year when we first launched into the market, an IWD, the first booth that we did was with the Maybank and KPMG.
Okay.
They are the first ones that invited us to go to their office and share about our products with their employees. So that's the first entry to market that we have. So that is the first booth that we have. And after that, we went around in Singapore, in Rio, just to connect with our customers.
Right. Also, with Rio, you did participate in Rio and all that.
Yep.
So with Singapore, what's next?
For Singapore?
I mean, with now that you've expanded into Singapore and all that, what's next?
Well, I would say the current resources are focused on ensuring that our customers are satisfied first, to make sure that the Malaysia market is well taken care of first, as well as the Singapore market. And then we would be looking to expand in other parts of SEA.
So now you are, how many staff do you have?
Currently, we have a team of 4 people.
Okay.
Yes. And they are very, very capable. I'm super thankful for them.
Do you expect to have staff in Singapore or not necessary?
Currently, everything is quite manageable in the future. But in the future, we do need more staff for Singapore, dedicated for Singapore, because the transactions are going on right now as we speak.
And when you go into Singapore, right, what is so different there? I mean, I would think there would be more players, or is it a price advantage that you have?
So for Singapore, the market is slightly different than Malaysia. For Singapore, people are more... They want to know more information. They want more transparency. They want to know why should they buy into your product. So in terms of communication, we need to amp up on the sales materials when it comes to communicating why our products are better, why you need to subscribe, and why we're giving out for free.
Right. And the Malaysians need transparency too.
Yeah, that's true.
Story for another day. thanks for being with us and on International Women's Day here. I've been speaking to Elaine Hong from Enya. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.